The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Joss in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
I'll never go where the pagans go, never do what the heathens do.
You've got it locked to the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Tuesday. You know we will be going to Grand Bahama Live in the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. So hang tight for that. The Freeport Report is coming up. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be chiming in. But before we get to that, I know we got a lot to talk about. The lines will be open, and if you want to chime in, Here's how
you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. A little FYI for you. Don't forget NRG Nutrition. Check out their world famous energy smoothies. Signature canoa dishes, best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order made with love, the highest quality ingredients, and is nutritionally balanced. All right? Visit any of their two locations, Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. That's my spot right there. And West Bay Street above the Henrietta Carlotta Plaza on the second floor, open until 4. And don't forget to follow them on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. Now, I can personally say, MJ, love my wife. She's really driving me in it. You need to stop eating all the junk. Try some energy. And their smoothies are off the chain. My favorite smoothie down there is Drew Barrymore. I know MJ will be on tomorrow. She'll testify to her favorites. Choco Joe. And the green, whatever you call it. But that's an off the chain one too. But that tuna sandwich, it's on the menu. The best tuna sandwich. And bam, by God, it is. You need to check them out. Big up to the energy crew. Definitely, you know, need to check them out there at the Old Fort Shopping Plaza and on West Bay Street. And don't forget, big up Collect. They're doing big things. Collect Beer of the Bahamas invites you to Victory Fest 2025. Join Collect Beer Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Little Giant, and DJ Tank, and live performances from Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars, with Click March 1st at Victory Fest. All right, now we got all of that out of the way. We got lots to talk about, like I said, and that includes the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. PM decries horrific act against children. Our fathers need to be caring and protective, not predators. By grab. I agree with the PM on that one. Mark it down, Mr. Producer. Epic show today. I agree with the PM right out of the gate. Fathers should be caring and protective and not predators. Story by Tanika Thompson. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday that a recent case involving a father who got a 5-year prison sentence for molesting his twin 3-year-old daughters is horrific. It should not be happening in our country, Davis told the Nassau Guardian when asked for a reaction to the case. Our fathers need to be caring and protective rather than predators of their children. And the full brunt of the law always should be brought to bear in circumstances such as this. I save in this one too, because I agree with that quote right there. Hey, Mr. Producer, are we in the real world, or is this have we gone down a rabbit hole? Are we in the metaverse or the Matrix? What are we in? Are we here? Because I'm pinching myself. This is a historic show. This is the first show ever when I hit the headlines. I agree with something with the PM say. Wow. But I agree. Ex-con accused of raping woman 73 in her home. Story by Artesia Davis. A man who served a 30-year sentence for rape and burglary returned to prison on Monday, days after he allegedly raped a 73-year-old woman during a home invasion. Prosecutors say Ricardo Bannister, 46, committed the rape and burglary on January 30th in New Providence, soon after his release from prison. Bannister of Price Street, Nassau Village, did not have to enter pleas to the charges when he made his initial appearance before Assistant Chief Magistrate Carolyn Vogt Evans. He was remanded to prison because the magistrate lacks the jurisdiction to consider bail for the offensive. So read more for that. Government signs MOU to restore Dundas Center, story by Rachel Scott. The Dundas Center for the Performing Arts is no longer facing the threat of permanent closure after the government signed a historic memorandum of understanding with the board of the Dundas and committed to provide $348,000 to fund urgent repairs to the property and enable the reopening of the main theater. Okay, so let's see where it goes. Read the full story. Grand Bahama Chamber President wants Grand Lucayan in bad shape. All right, well, thank goodness we got the Grand Bahama Report coming up on the flip side of the break. That makes a great segue to get into it. All right, we will get into the first break. The Grand Bahama Report is coming up. We got everything to talk about with Sarah Kirkby and the crew from the Grand Bahama News. Don't forget that great Grand Bahama supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, so be sure to check it out. And like I said, the Grand Bahama Chamber President wants Grand Lucayan in bad shape. We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break as we get in to the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. As we hit the break, the gas tracker, Rubis 553, Esso 558, Shell 545. Get your pogo stick, get your skateboard, get your rollerblades. That's where we're heading with them prices. And right now we're heading to the break. The first one's in the can. The Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Turn the other cheek. God, wicked in a Babylon, so ya if you're weak. Whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Pender is carrying a new line of tile, the Sky Series of Porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky Series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pender Tile.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I never go in wrong congregation. Boy, 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 boy. Rastaman are born pagans, so I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do, cause Rastafari give out the guidance. I'll never say what they daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. The words of his substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause Rastafari give out the guidance. I'll never say what the wicked ought say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All the eyes be no guy. So mythology and illusion I'll be always burning. Corruption and confusion will be shown in the admin. Careful, arrest the man with your false doctrine, your false teaching. Oh, what a sin thing. Justice in disguise, it's salvation that is seeking. From the throne of David, yeah, it's obvious that you're drifting. You have the respect for the king of all kings, so his name I'll be always exalting. So I'll never go where pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause Rastafari give out the guidance. I'll never say what the darling just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Cross the words of your substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause Rastafari give out the guidance. Never say what the wicked are say. Neither will I walk in the council no day. All he has been no guy. So I'll never go astray from my roots and my culture.
Back at ya on the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads. Now time to get into the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's head down to Grand Bahama and check in with Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper, definitely under the weather in Freeport. And finally, the trilogy is complete. I had it, Sarah had it, now Darren has it. That wretched flu has got us all. But we do have Sarah Kirkby chiming in. And don't forget, Sarah repping the Grand Bahama News each and every Tuesday. Awesome supplement in The Guardian from the Grand Bahama News with all things Grand Bahama. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Sarah, how are you? What's going on?
I'm feeling better, thank God.
There you go. That don't play. That flu does not play.
No. So if you see people coming around, you just run. You do not want this one. It is bad. And it's definitely mutated.
Yeah, it has. That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this bug was going like, hey, I'm not getting people sick anymore. I need to work on it and make it better. Anyway, they did. So, yeah, but glad to be feeling better. And I hope Darren does, too. And as they say, drink lots of liquids, not the kind I like, which is vodka, but drink the other good stuff. Lots of water.
There you go. Well, let's jump right in.
Okay.
Big headline.
Can I comment first on your happening today where you said that you agree with the prime minister on what he said? Yes, I agree as well. And that's why I wish the prime minister and all of the ministers in this country from any government would finally give us a marital rape law and put some teeth behind stuff. Because if you're teaching your community and your young men that you should protect women and keep them safe, things like this don't happen. I mean, obviously things are going to happen, but this is all part of that process from that study that happened that showed us what happening to women in our community. And, you know, not just with the child molester, but with the older woman who they've mentioned today and the lady, you know, you can go on and on about how women are being treated in this country. And if your leaders are not protecting them, then what are the men in this community going to think? They think they can get away with it. And they think they can do these things. And we are not looking after women in our community, you know, and we aren't taking care of them. And by producing stricter laws, by looking after them in the marital home, by looking after them in all cases, this is when your community changes.
I agree, Sarah. We do need to make amendments to that. We do need to look at it. I mean, we've lost a ton of young men between the ages of 18 and 40. And we need to not lose focus on that. But we also need to say that, hey, yes, we do need to identify, you know, the instances where there are issues with violence against women. It needs to become more upfront. It doesn't need to be desensitized and be put into the back page. And yes, we do need a marital rape law, and once and for all, one that is thorough, it's effective, it's far-reaching, and it covers all and everything and sundry, and it covers all the loopholes.
It is. It's part of what we need to do as a culture to teach our people that we take care of those who nurture us and give birth to us and do everything. If you're in the home seeing that your father is not treating your mom that way, and he's beating her up, and he's whatever he's doing, or if he's raping her, whatever, that's the way you're going to think that the world is, and that's the way you're going to treat women. And so if we're not correcting it at home, if we're not fixing it there, we cannot expect these young men not to do it. So it's a legacy that goes on, and it's got to be stopped. And it's proven that things like this do make a difference. And I do hope that this is a wake-up call for so many in our government who do make these decisions to do things, and we do need to look at our laws and rules. So, agreed, but it takes an effort from the entire community to make a change. You just can't just say it.
No, I agree. Everybody has to be bought in on the change. If not, it won't be effective change, because it won't end up being a change.
No.
All right, so let's jump on in.
Jump on in, and I have to say a big hi out there to a lovely gentleman, Hank, who I saw here in Grand Bahama this weekend, and it was nice to hear from some people I saw from NASA how much they tune in on Tuesday and listen to us. So it was great to hear that as well. So shout out to him and everybody who tunes in on Tuesday to hear what's happening in Grand Bahama. We appreciate it. And he said, naughty to me, that it's because of your program and us, you letting us do this, that people in NASA are really starting to see what's happening here and learning more about our community as well.
Well, I'm glad to know, that that's how they've seen it, because that's always how I wanted it to be, give Abaco a platform. Grand Bahama platform, and but maybe by the middle of the year we might have a Luthra and Andrus with a platform too, chiming in certain days of the week, simply because people want to hear what's going on around the entire archipelago. And I guess people want to know, is it as bad there as it is here? So I guess for one reason or another, people appreciate it, and I'm grateful, and MJ's
really
grateful, and Pearl's grateful. All right, so let's have a look. Grand Bahama Business Outlook, looking for details on hotel sale. What's going on? I thought things were looking good.
Well, there's lots of stories going around. There's a story that there is a possible potential buyer out there. Then we've heard news that financing hasn't been done. So we are all hopeful that, where it has been announced before at Business Outlook, that hopefully we will hear an update. I mean, as we've discussed, every time we talk, this is the main thing that we need. We need this hotel because we need heads and beds. We need, in order for us to get the airport going and the airlift. And again, we talked about this last week on the show, Naughty, with Earl, stating to him, it's not necessarily that we have to have this phenomenal airport. We just need airlift. And that airlift will also increase the people coming into the hotel. So they are tied into each other. So, that is a key thing that we need the government to sort out, because that is also tied into the shipyard, to people coming in for business, for people coming in to purchase land, to make this a second homeowners. It's all tied in. And we need these two things to make Grand Bahama rebirth really happen.
So, again, though.
So that's. Yeah. But
we
that's
know
what
we need the hotel.
For.
What's the details, though? Are they still sketchy, or is it something a little more concrete?
I think we just don't know. No one knows.
Have you heard any rumors circulating? Because I've been hit up several times
with the rumors are in the paper.
With the family of a certain ketchup legacy and entity and dynasty.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one. Oh, it's a new one for me. No, I haven't heard that one.
Yep.
So, when we all heard the one about the Greg Norman one, we've heard that one.
Correct. That's been making the rounds.
That's been making the rounds. We have MGM is another one. So I think just some definitive answers there will help a lot of people. I think people are unfortunately also very worried that it's going to be held off until next year for the election. And it's just not something we can wait for. We can't hold on another year. I hadn't realized, but in speaking to a friend of mine, this is 8 years we're waiting on this hotel. to be this deal to be done under successive governments. And your key hotel holds a lot for what happens in your community. And so this is something that we need to get resolved. And that connection also takes us to the airport, which was, you know, the main part of the hotel was underwater. So we are now using the private airport for our hotel, for our airport facility, which is fine. It's not perfect, but we need more. You know, we need more. We need an airlift. We need more flights coming in, which will help the hotel, but will also help with everything else that's going on in the community. So this is what everyone's talking about in the lead story today, is that we're looking for an update. And Minister Moxie is the lead speaker for Thursday. So we're hoping to hear from her, as well as Rupert Hayward, who's speaking. And I believe Mr. Carey is also on from the Chamber of Commerce as he finishes his term, his second term as our chamber president.
All right. So lots to keep an eye on there. Second major story in the Grand Bahama News today. Girl Con returns with stern message on managing social media.
Yeah. So Girl Con was the brainchild of former Senator Kay Smith. And so it's bringing girls together, talking about, you know, what's happening in the community, and, you know, bringing these young girls to... hold on one second for me. Sorry.
So, sorry, I got a little technical.
Sorry, my apologies.
Right,
I was having technical difficulties then. So this is all about bringing young girls together, teaching them, you know, I think it started more as like a business idea of like teaching young women about business, what kind of things that you can get into, other mediums that are there for you. But now they've really also taken on the social issue. And as we know, there are problems there with social media, what women post, what girls post, how it gets shared. You know, this is a huge issue for everybody, but particularly for young women and some of the things that they do that are silly, you know, and this is teaching them by example to be smart about what they do.
Good stuff. Was it well attended?
It was very well attended. And so they do a great job. It's paid for by the sponsors. As you can see, Beyond the Headlines, TV host Shanique Miller was there, as well as other leading role figures in the Grand Bahama community. So it was great. And they're talking to 200 young girls. It was really well done. Girl power, but putting, you know, a little bit of presence behind what they're doing. So it's good. I'm very impressed, and I'm so pleased that it's back on again.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's get to the next big story, because I got some texts for you. Sarah, they got some questions for you, so we'll get to them in short order. New Freeport.
So, yeah, we had the run-in. Yeah, the counselors have been done, but they are having the runoff election today in 8 Mile Rock.
Correct. That's what I was going to say. So you've got the new Freeport counselors already in office, but the 8 Mile Rock runoff is today, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yep, so that's happening.
So you've got your whole slate lined up.
Yep, so they've got, so that's it. But again, this was, you know, I saw one of the gentlemen who's one of the new counselors, Ron Darville Jr.
Yeah.
And I saw him at work the other day, really nice guy. And I was saying to him how, you know, I really felt that they needed to do a better job of getting people out there to vote. It's something they're going to be challenged with, and they've got to push that. It's, you know, you remember when everyone used to vote and they were so proud and everybody went out to vote. It would be like we had this huge 99% number of when people vote. It's not like that anymore. And it's a shame. And particularly here for us, for local government, it is important that we all have a say in it, because they do make some important decisions in our community. So, I feel as a group and as the government, they've got to also help get that word out a lot more. I think it was done very fast, and I think it needs to have a bit more time, you know, to get the word out and get people out there to vote.
All right, another story now here that kind of makes me shake my head, but we got to touch on it. Bahamas Air flight turned back after emergency workers unavailable for overtime. What's going on with that?
So this is a flight last week that got turned around. They were a late flight coming in from Nassau. It was supposed to be, I believe, an early evening flight, and they ended up coming in at 10, and they got turned around because the fire department was not available to be there, and they cannot land without emergency services being there. So it's a story It's how they're dealing with the situation. There was an alternative story said it had to do with payment. It had nothing to do with that. So you need to read it and see what's going on. But there are proper rules that have to be obeyed by. So this is another issue for us at the airport. And I really do hope it doesn't happen again. And, you know, it's the inconvenience of the passengers as well. But
Correct.
They really need to align themselves as a group and make sure that this isn't happening to people. I mean, I don't want to disparage the national airline, but, you know, they were running late. This is the issue. You know, you're working on overtime. They have to work it out with the unions and get them there. But, you know, I understand, you know, if you're working to what you're getting paid for. So, you know, who's right in that situation, Naughty?
Would say, Sarah?
Who's right in that situation? Is it the, you know, the inconvenience of the client, of the customer who's coming in late?
I don't care about what your issues are. I was supposed to be in at this time. You've already had me delayed. Now you turn me back around. I need a free ticket and I need compensation. I need reimbursement.
Yeah.
That's all things that are beyond my control, that you control, that indirectly gave me poor service. So I would like some sort of compensation for the poor service. And as far as a administrative standpoint, you got to do better than that, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation, if you know flights come in, you need everything in the protocol properly handled.
Communication between both of them should have been sorted out.
Correct.
So that these customers are already late and not having that inconvenience.
Shouldn't that have been a phone call? Look, whoever's in charge of the fire crew, look, I know I need y'all to go back and be on point. We got a late flight coming in. Bahamas have been delayed. And, you know, we need your assistance. Obviously, it won't be like that all the time. But in the rare cases like that, then they need to assist. So that you can facilitate the passengers, facilitate the plane, and let the airline try to get back on schedule and back on track.
Agreed. Yeah, you're right. You said it well.
All right.
And our last story is Bahamas Hot Mix. They had their anniversary celebrations here, and so it was a nice turnout. So they've done really well since coming into Grand Bahama. So it's a story about how they've really increased their business over here. They're working on a lot of projects, and they're very proud of their staff and the quality control they're going. So it's a nice story about them today. We, unfortunately, because we had a lot of ads, I'm glad to say thank you to everybody who's supporting us more. I really appreciate that. We did not get to run two other stories, so they're online in the Nassau Guardian, one on mangrove planting and one on the Tour de Grand Bahama, which went very well. So you can look on there for those details as well.
All right. I got some questions for you. One in particular, two parts, Sarah.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Naughty and Sarah. Naughty, kindly ask Sarah if the women are looking after children. Just weeks ago, there was a sexual abuse of a young boy at the hands of a 20-year-old woman in Abaco weeks ago. What's her take on that?
What would be my take? That she would need to be, you know, go to jail like anyone else would for that. I'm not saying it's just only men, but I'm just saying it's a problem in our society where we're not teaching our people to take care of one another. You know, these things happen and there are rules on the books for them. But obviously what everyone's saying over the last 2 to 3 days is that our laws are not strong enough. They need to be reviewed. But there's a bigger point that's not even being discussed, which is rehabilitation. I was talking to Joe Darvill about that as well. You know, a lot of these people are going to jail or going in for time served, and then coming out with no rehabilitation. You cannot expect people that have a skewed mind on what they're doing sexually to others not to have any sort of rehabilitation to let them back out in that same frame.
All right, second part of that question, Sarah. Naughty asked Sarah, should we teach women not to abuse young boys or children so that they won't grow up to be mobsters who abuse women,
Really, we think it's the women that are teaching them to be monsters? I think there's a bigger picture here. I think they're just trying to find an excuse to about the fact of the marital rape. I don't think there's women. You've got to, you know, the home has got to be, this is not my forte, right? This is my personal opinion. But, you know, having a home environment, lots of these single moms living on a very low budget, trying to cope with what they have and doing it on their own. It's a very hard time. And mainly it's women looking after these children. Women aren't perfect. No one's saying they're perfect. No one's saying they're perfect moms. And there's great fathers out there doing the same thing. No one's saying they're not. What I am saying, though, is we have a very bad habit of teaching our men not to respect women by not looking after them and not giving them these laws that we've been asking for and for women to be taken care of. And that, I think, is an overall theme. If you add it along with the many surveys that have been done about abuse in our community.
All right. Well, I appreciate you answering candidly on that one, Sarah. I guess, you know, I mean, Texas, you know.
Yeah, no, you've got to be honest with people. I mean, I don't know all the answers, but I do think there is something we need to be doing. You cannot be having this many stories on the cover of our papers and this much abuse happening all over, and something has to change, right? I mean, it's obviously way bigger than you and I discussing it today. And this needs to be discussed with therapists. It needs to be discussed with rulemakers. It needs to be discussed with lawyers, social service workers, all of those people. Imagine being in the social service department and having to deal with this. I mean, these people see some horrendous cases. And I only know this because I've worked with the Grand Bahama Children's Home. You know, and it's devastating.
It is. And you know, at the end of the day, you got to be able to make sure that the kids are protected.
100%.
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls, 100%.
And you know, when I say this, you know, there's two ends of the spectrum that we don't look out for. The youth and the elderly. And that means young boys and young girls, young kids. Boys and girls, teenagers, boys and girls, teens, boys and girls, and then the elderly, men and women, the seniors.
But it's a society problem, and we have to start somewhere to get it engaged and making a change.
I think we need to come to some sort of common ground where everybody feels secure that their agenda is going to be pushed, you know, from the angle of those who support young men. And young kids, boys and girls, to those who support the elderly and everything in between. Make sure that we're on the same page and we have a proper dialogue to know where we're going with this.
Yeah, and that we're implementing change. We're not just talking about it.
Correct.
I mean, you know, you cannot just have another committee and discuss it. There's got to be some serious changes. If obviously everybody knows that these laws are not stringent enough or hard enough or we aren't doing these, then we have to make the serious changes it takes to make that happen.
And it starts, like I say, collectively with us, the citizenry. We have to find groups that represent a broad enough cross-section of the community to hear the opinions, the concerns, and come together, like you say, with ideas and solutions.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, you know, it's beyond our pay grade, and I get that. But, you know, I agree with you today. What the PM said was right. It's horrible. It's disgusting. But we can't just say that and let it go. It's got to get to that next step, which is how do we get out of this process? How do we change mindset? How do we make our society improve? And we've got a long way to go to do that.
Got a couple of another text. Naughty. Nobody wants to buy a hotel without airlift. No airport, no hotel. Sarah, please, it sounds like you let the PLP swing you. You really believe investors are stupid? This is empty promises. Sarah, please, don't let them fool you anymore.
I understand the frustration, and I get the comment totally, but the problem is it's like the same thing. You have a conversation with anybody in Freeport. It's the chicken and the egg. Which comes first? Half of the island is telling you it's the hotel, and
but you need both.
It's the airport. We need both.
For those who like fried chicken, it's the chicken. For those who like omelets, it's the egg. You need both.
Yeah, and granted, I don't think that, you know, the hotel. You know, I've said it over and over again. I think the hotel needs to be given to somebody. I think concessions need to be not given so that they take on this hotel and make it happen, because it's not going to be an easy turnaround. It's not like someone's going to buy that hotel and it's going to open the next week. That's not going to happen.
It's going to be more time refurbishing and getting it up to stuff and making it where taking it where it needs to be. That's where the major investment comes in.
Not completely changed. So, you know, but the airlift is also contingent for other things as well. This is not only for the hotel and tourism, but also for our shipyard. You know, we talked about this last week with Pearlie, and we said that we have to have, they have to have increased airlift in order to get the people on their cruise ships that come in for jobs out, and the people they need to work on them to come in. And they don't have enough, you know, and we need that increase. So you couldn't find a hotel on the island for the last 2 weeks. We've been booked. Airbnbs are booked, you know, properties and rentals are all going. So, you know, this is what's filling up. That's why we need a major hotel, but it's going to take some time for it to happen. I mean, you know, success can happen, but we need these two key factors to be resolved. You know, it's, you know, I don't know who's going to resolve it and who's going to make it happen. I'm hoping it's the government. I don't know who else could do it. It's in their court. They are the government of the day, and I need them to get this done. The island needs them to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about it, especially from this administration. It's time to put the boots to the road, trying to get this done. Grand Bahama needs it. And I think, you know, you'll see the boom that they want to get as far as the tourism product with the all-important heads in bed, which they're not getting right now.
Yeah. And like we said, you know, it's not only tourism here. We're also industrial. So we need the industrial side of it needs it desperately as well. We've had to resolve our water issues because we've had to have an RO plant now because of Dorian. We've had to resolve, you know, we're going to have to resolve living rentals as well, because there'll be more people coming in. When this shipyard booms, it's a $600 million project. It is phenomenally huge. And it is going to be like a city down there. And we have to, these people have to come in. They have to, they're working. They have to live somewhere. Sometimes they're coming from months at a time. They have to eat places. They have to go to, the, you know, it will boom and help our economy, but you have to be prepared for it. And right now we're not.
That's the sad thing what I'm afraid of, sir. In a lot of areas, we're not prepared. And we're going to have some good opportunities come our way. And because of lack of preparedness, we're going to lose. Or they're going to be shoddy, you know, projects. And we don't need that. We need to nail as many things as we can right now. Because we don't know which way this is going to go at the next election. And you have to look and make sure things are in place and rolling.
Yeah.
And that they're done well enough that it wouldn't fall victim to the stop, review, and cancel. And it'd be continued. And we could probably get to what we need and where we need to be. I got a couple of calls.
I mean, at this point, it has to, like the last texter just said, I mean, unfortunately, they're making the political reference, and I totally get it. But at this point, it cannot be political, if that's even humanly possible, in the Bahamas, because we need this. And the government needs to look beyond the politics of this and look after the people of this island. And this island is desperate for these two factors to be fixed and to move on. And we can't wait for the election to happen. We cannot do that. And successive governments need to work together, and the Port Authority as well, with the government to make it happen.
Let's get to these calls on the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yes. Good afternoon to you, Sarah, and to you.
How are you, C. Allen?
Yeah, you ever heard of proper prior preparation prevents piss poor performances? And the problem is, we always say, get ready, get ready, get ready. But nobody could ever say what do we need to get ready for. And that is the problem. The problem is that there's no known economic development strategy for Grand Bahama and more so Freeport specifically. And so, yes, we have these investments. There's no, you know, people ask me all the time, what I should do? How should I get ready for this? And I said, well, your guess is as good as mine. And so there's no planning. This is why, even now for the airport, one hotel does not make an airport. Because, again, as I said, the data says we need 15,000 individuals to support our airport of $150 to $200 million. So if you open up a hotel with 200 rooms, if you sell a hotel with 200 rooms, and the reason I say that is because even though it is 1,232 rooms, Only about 200 rooms for them is usable, and even those are not capacity due to the mold and mildew issue. So if you were to tear them down and rebuild, it takes months, and yes, the question is, how many short-term vacation rentals or boutique hotels or anything else that we could accommodate with it? And this is the point you have to make, Noddy. We brag about the 10 million visitors on your province. Grand Bahama needs a threshold of 750,000. I know we say we can have millions of people coming to the Celebration Key, but those are captive audiences.
Correct.
So you have the 500,000 individuals. So if you take the 10,000, if you take the 10 million visitors and extrapolate from them what we make from stopover visitors, that comes to 475,000 people. We say it's 10 million, but the impact is of that of 475 traveling visitors. So why don't we work on developing a strategy to have the airport and the and those types of keys or beds to happen and attraction at the same time? But selling the hotel, and I'm disappointed because that this is what the Prime Minister quote was. And I thought, Sarah, that maybe you all should have captured this. He says, I'm looking for someone that has a vision for you, who would come in and build that vision for you to be able to participate in, and you can have jobs. And we are in an environment where we needed to build a sustainable, inclusive opportunity and ownership economy. The DARE bill, global fintech, and what Donald Trump and others have creating a pathway that makes Grand Bahama the most ideal place in this hemisphere to take advantage of the things that he's about to do. But we keep talking about this hotel and this airport, and neither one can exist if we have them both done, because neither one will generate the type of sustenance for them to survive. And so I think what we need is a bigger, larger master plan, and that's where the conversation must shift to, and stop allowing this hotel and airport to be able to become, like what you say, the shiny objects as we step over the dollar to pick up the shiny dime. Thank you so much.
Good stuff, C. Allen. Appreciate you as always. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Noddy, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? You got to make it quick, but what's happening?
We do need a better plan for Grand Bahama, but in the immediate time right now, we do need an airport and hotels. We had a cruise ship there that just left last week. A cruise ship had over 900 persons they brought on board, contractors, and they had about 900 people flying in and out of Freeport. 900 people had to fly into Nassau to get to Freeport. All the people was coming in late all the time because Bahamas, their flights always delayed. You understand? Something has to happen. The beginning of the year and the end of the year are when the cruise ships do their dry docking. You understand? They've stopped for a long period of time. They're coming back now. But they can't come back if you have no airport and no space, no rooms to put the people. Just like she was talking about earlier, the hotels are full with contractors, not tourists. Okay? So the Deputy Prime Minister is being very disingenuous about his statement. People who live in Grand Bahama know about the shipyard and how the workers come in and what they do. So hotel, airport is immediately needed right now. Thank you, buddy.
All right, bro. Be safe. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Noddy. Good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening? You got to make it quick for me, bro. Good to hear from you.
Listen, by the power of the Almighty God given to me, I am deputizing you to go to the Business Outlook and to tell these people that you need your airport, and you need it now. You need your hotel sold, and you need it now. I know all you will hear at this Outlook is what's in the pipeline. This must be the Alaskan pipeline. Why isn't the oil flowing? Ms. Moxie, I know all she can talk about in the DPM is what the $2 billion worth of investment that is in Grand Bahama, which people say they can't feel nor touch, nor, you know. Man, we need people who will speak up and tell the people what thus said the Lord, man. Be a prophet. Say we need our airport. Before the year is out, we need to have this airport done. That's why I've given you 8 good months to get our airport, eh? Will you do that, Sarah?
Yeah. I will. I'm with you. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I think the whole of Grand Bahama's with you, and I want to say huge thank you to the gentleman who called about the shipyard before. He was right on it. That's the issue right there. I mean, our hotel's filled up with people, and then these groups are coming in. We need to accommodate them. It's, you know, it's we can't, it can't be shoved aside anymore. It's got to be resolved.
All right, sir. Well, I want you to have a great rest of the week down there in Grand Bahama. Good stuff as always. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Darren Cooper, I hope you feel better, my brother. All right? And yes. We look forward to having you on next week's edition. Everybody who talked, texted in, chimed in, called in, good stuff. And we'll get into sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearlie will be chiming in, and we'll be chopping it up. On the flip side of the break, you got Cuban Willie's numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game coming up, and then we'll get straight to the news. Sir, appreciate you. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
My shield on the battlefield, yeah, down, yeah, down. The wicked are gonna feel it. We will take the stand against the ones who oppress us. And by every means, we just not give up. I live up now. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, it's Tuesday, so you know what that means. Cuatro pelotas, baby. Wepa, so I joke you only with my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's lucky four ball is 11, 28, 1, 1, 2, 8, 1, 1, 2, 8. The four ball, the winner. Play it today and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend. Kulikitaka.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The KFC chicken experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Miski chicken sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120 gram white meat fillet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Miski chicken sandwich at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that twist against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Jazz in the Gardens, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to speak or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon sue ya if you're weak? Whoa, whoa, plead my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise.
We're back at ya on the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads. The boy not in the company right up until 6 p.m. Pearlie should be chiming in short order. All right, keep an eye out for the Pearl. All right, he should be chiming in. But like I said, we got several things to talk about like we do each and every day. We'll set it off with, today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And listen, don't forget Naughty Johnny's Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Definitely off the chain. You want to check them out.
In addition to that, don't forget every Wednesday and Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's from 5 to 7. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so circle your calendars for that. And they got an awesome Valentine menu coming up. Don't forget, Naughty Johnny's hooking it up for Valentine's as well. You don't want to miss out on that. They got the Naughty Johnny's Valentine's Day special. You got the minced lobster, white rice, coleslaw, turtle cheesecake, complimentary glass of champagne. All right, $55.95 plus VAT. You cannot beat that with a stick. It's definitely off the chain, and the food is all G-double-O-D good. All right, let's check out what happened on this day in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Today is the 11th. February 11th, and on this day, in 1878, the first U.S. Bicycle Club, Boston Bicycle Club, was formed. 1922, the Toronto St. Patrick's and the Ottawa Senators recorded the first tie game in NHL history. 1957, the NHL Players Association was formed in New York City. Ted Lindsley of the Detroit Red Wings was elected as president. 1966, Willie Mays became the highest paid player in baseball. He signed a 2-year contract with the San Francisco Giants for $130,000 a year.
Wow.
Hey, gee, good God, you scared me. My God.
That's the whole idea.
Boy, you creep up on me today good, boy. My goodness. Normally, I hear you rattling and this and that, boy, but you come in like a stealth bomber, like a ninja.
It's a great day today, so I had to do that, man.
Yeah, well, you scared the bejesus out of me just now. But yeah, that's 130 a year. It was buku bucks back in the day, though, probably. In 66, 130.
I think Ohtani getting that again.
Shut up. 1968, the new 20,000-seat Madison Square Garden officially opened in New York. This was the fourth garden. 1971, Jim Beliveau of the Montreal Canadiens scored his 500th career goal. 1973, the Philadelphia 76ers lost their 20th game of a 20-game losing streak. 1984, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record when he scored his 11th shorthanded goal of the season. 1986, the single Super Bowl shuffle by the Chicago Bears shuffling crew was certified gold by RIAA. In 1990, in Tokyo, Japan, James Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson in the 10th round to win the heavyweight championship. 2003, Mike Modano of the Dallas Stars became only the second American-born NHL player to play in 1,000 games. With the same team, all of Modano's games had come with the Minnesota North Stars and Dallas Stars. Brian Leach, New York Rangers, was the first American-born player to play in 1,000 NHL games. And your sports quote of the day, when you're playing for the national championship, it's not a matter of life or death. It's more important than that. Duffy Daugherty. There you go. Duffy was a pretty good coach. All right, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. Let's slide into the local scene, Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau.
Minnesota North. Before you do that, when you said Minnesota North, Saz, that brought back some wonderful memories.
It did it?
My freshman year in college was the year right after the North Stars made it to the Stanley Cup. So you could have literally sit out in the courtyard on the campus and know when the North Stars scored or know when the North Stars lost the goal, because that's the whole school literally watched the games.
Wow.
So good memories.
Good memories. That's not Minnesota memories, but that's obviously when it wasn't snowing, right? When it's snowing, you couldn't do that.
You can be silly. No, not so much so, because, you got to get used to that. But, I've been to a couple of North Star games. They used to be great fights. I mean, great games.
But, Bradley, we got some funky texts today, boy. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Father in heaven. Head of prayers.
Yeah, man. I'll deal with this one now. Not enough respect for the choice in music for the show, my brother. Peace and love still. Same way, my brother. Appreciate the you recognize that. And I try to flip it up. I try to keep it conscious. So, yeah. But here's the next text, Pearly. Naughty, I'm so happy that the Kansas City frauds, I mean Chiefs, are going to the way of the doo-doo bird. All right. Now all the Chief hate comes out.
Oh, my goodness. They shouldn't do that. They
No, we'll get to that in a minute with who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. But right now, let's get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget, Wednesday is Whopper Wednesday at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Be sure to check that out. All right. Giants win 2 and lose 2. Falcons junior boys and Saints senior girls also shine. Now, story by Sheldon Longley. In their quest for 4 basketball titles in the Bahamas Association of Independent Secondary Schools this year,
The St. John's College Giants had to settle for two wins on Monday and suffered two losses as the best of three championships got underway in the respective divisions at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym or National Gymnasium. The Giants senior boys were the school's only basketball team not to win a title last year, and they sent a statement to the Queen's College Comets, knocking them off 76-60 in game one of their series. The Giants junior girls also prevailed, turning back the Charles W. Saunders Cougars 34-20. The other two divisions were a different story. In the junior boys division, the Prince William Falcons were out a fourth quarter rally from the Giants, winning 51-42. The Giants senior girls were never a threat to the pennant-winning and top-seeded Kingsway Academy Saints, losing emphatically 40-19. Game two in all four series will be played Wednesday at the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Now moving on to track and field. Unique Athletics shines in Gainesville. Club meets are held nearly every week in track and field locally leading up to the Carifta Games, but there are times when the various athletic programs in the country would venture elsewhere for competition. The Unique Athletics Track and Club Field Club recently took a team of eight athletes to the Florida Youth Indoor Championships presented by FLYRA 2025, Florida Youth Running Association, which took place at the Alachua County Sports and Event Center at Celebration Point in Gainesville, Florida. And we had several athletes take place. Victoria Sandy Aguilar competed in the girls' 13s, 400 meters, and 800 meters. She won the 400 meters in 105.73 and finished second in the 800 meters in 235.9. Taj Curry and Tanaz Davis both took part in the girls' 11s division. Curry pulled off a double win, taking the win in the 200 meters in 27.32 seconds and the 400 in 103.57, setting personal bests in both. Davis ran major personal best times in both the 60 and 200 meters. She won the 60 meters as well as the 200 meters. So there you go. All right, good stuff from young local track and field athletes. And finally, the Haymans earned medals at Caribbean Pickleball Championships.
Well,
story by Amir Kelly, the Caribbean Pickleball Championships and Caribbean Nations Cups presented by Butterfield Bank took place from February 6th and 7th in Grand Cayman, Cayman Islands. The event featured players from various age groups and skill levels competing in Grand Cayman, showcasing their talents in a variety of events. And of course, the championships included events in men's doubles, women's doubles, mixed doubles, and singles for both open and senior categories. The open categories had levels ranging from 3.5 to 5 plus, while the senior category for players aged 50 and above had levels from 3.0 to 4.5 plus. So there you go, some different handicaps and so on and so forth, but we did well.
Pickleball. Yeah, I guess there's a commercial on with two older couple running scam for, I think it was during the Super Bowl, the Michelob commercial or something like that, one of the Michelob commercial, and they're playing for beer, and they're playing like they couldn't play, and they were just wiping out super athletes.
Repeat that, Pearly, you dipped out.
There was a commercial on where this older couple was running a scam playing younger couples for beer.
Okay.
And it was with pickleball, and then, that's the type of commercial they're running now. You don't take us for light, we'll beat you, you know?
Wow.
I guess you had to be there.
I missed that one, man.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently, you know, I last week I said that Max Christie is the son of former Laker Doug Christie. Actually, Max Christie is not. No relation to Doug Christie. Now, Max has some boys playing. All right, but
I was wondering, and you said that, but I didn't. I wasn't going to publicly say, "Hey, you're wrong," or you know, I wasn't going to do that.
No, I mean, I thought I read somewhere that Max and his brother were the sons of Doug Christie. Now, Max Christie, like I said, has a younger brother. Christie played basketball for Rolling Meadows High School in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, and was teammates with his younger brother, Cameron Christie. And Cameron Christie, I think, plays in the league as well, or almost in the league. Or is playing D1 somewhere.
Did they say who his father was?
No, I didn't ask after that. But Max does have a brother, Cameron Christie. So,
All right.
That's probably, you know.
You're so good, the bigger guy, to come on air and admit your mistake. Very good stuff, Naughty. I'm proud of you.
I mean, okay. It's Doug Rusty. I really...
Okay.
If he does, if it is his kid or not, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the education. Thanks for the clarification. But you know what?
If he's behemoth, I'd say you never know.
Look, man, you got to take the good with the bad, Pearlie. I'm right more times than wrong. It is what it is.
Taken. Point taken.
Let me check this out of text. Naughty, two Bahamians got first and second in the Georgia State Powerlifting Championship. Please congratulate first place D'Angelo Griffin and second place David Capron. All right, good afternoon and congratulations to those guys as well, too. Thanks for the update on that. That's good stuff right there. That's good stuff.
That's really good stuff.
All right, so we out of the home.
Didn't we have another kid who signed with Florida State?
We may have.
University of Florida, a swimmer.
I'll double check that for you. I didn't hear anything cross my radar, but if we did, you know, we'll get that info and we'll get it out tomorrow for sure.
I'm pretty certain of that.
But right,
let's keep talking. I'll find it.
All right. Well, you hurry up and find it. We'll get into the home court. Well, actually, we'll take the first break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll get into the home court. Sorry, into the who's in and who's out. That's a wrap on the home court. Brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget tomorrow's Whopper Wednesday. We'll get into the.
But before we wrap,
who's in and who's out? Brought to you by Tropical Gyro.
Okay.
Coming up on the flip side of the break, but you got that info yet, Pearlie, or no?
Yeah, Grand Bahamian swimmer Marvin Johnson Jr. He officially signed with the University of Florida Gators. He did announce his intentions to go to them since December 23rd, 2023. So he signed. So I'm proud of young Bahamian going Division I swimming. And Florida usually have a really good swimming team for him.
Yeah, they do.
To get a scholarship, he has talent.
There you go.
Want to congratulate Marvin Johnson Jr. I'm proud of you, kid. I'm always proud when you see a Bahamian do well. Always.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff from the home court. And VJ Edgecombe, speaking of Bahamians do well, boy, he tearing it up for the Bears.
Oh, he had another good dunk last
They said
night.
Clearly that team would be top five in the country if it wasn't for injuries. But guess what? The good thing about it is they're getting healthy right in time for March Madness. Watch Baylor as a dark horse in that tournament. Watch them.
They're giving them nothing. They always play well in the tournament. They're well coached. So you're going to see that's something to be afraid of, Alabama and some other teams.
For sure. We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The words of your substance, I'll never go where pagans go, never do.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition. Ready to go.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, plea my cause, O Jah, and let me stand firm. When the wicked rise against the eye, order my steps, O Jah. The way is dark and I'm alone, but still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to speak or turn the other cheek. Are the wicked in a Babylon, so ya if you're weak. Be my cause, oh Jah, and let me stand firm when the wicked rise against the eye. And order my steps, oh Jah, the way is dark and I'm alone.
Web, I gotcha. On the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. And like I said, Pearlie in the building as well, too. And we're now into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, Tropical Gyros open for you right now. Right up, all the locations are actually still going for you. Mackey, the flagship store, Mackey Street in Madera. That's open until 6. Then you have the Carmichael location. The Prince Charles location. And then you have the R&D Plaza location. And that's out in the West. That's open until 8. Definitely want to check them out. All right. Big up to the crew over there at Tropical Gyro. Chef Coleman doing big things. They got the healthy salads going on for you now as well, too, as well as the bowls. In addition to the gyros, you definitely want to check them out. They are all G-double-O-D good. And let's get up into who's in and who's out, Purdy. You said it was a good day, right?
That's a really good day.
Did Dodgers sign anybody else?
No. Yes, we signed 2 players back. We brought back 2 players. Kiki Hernandez signed. And Kirk Clayton Kershaw signed today. He will be back pending physical.
So there you go.
There you go. And what even made it a greater day, pitchers and catchers reported today, and Ohtani was on the mound pitching. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so he's throwing.
Give me something else.
He's throwing
off a mound. And he's expected, hopefully, probably by the end of April, early first week of May, he'll be back in the starting rotation.
Okay. Keep an eye on
that. He does have a career 230 ERA.
He does.
Yeah. I mean, but he's not that long, you know, pitching. But he's it's going to be something special. This is going to be a really good baseball year. I just hope and pray that we have a return of the last year's World Series, because I know it's something you guys want to redeem yourselves, and I just want to beat up on the Yankees one more time.
And
so we have two, we just two really beat good up reasons on you. To want to see it.
We just want to beat up on y'all. So you see how that all works out?
That's how it works out. But, you know, once, I think, you know, you want all teams to have a healthy year. You want to see the stars stay healthy, because you really watch baseball to see great accomplishments, great catches, long, you know, bottom of the ninth home runs and stuff like that, great double plays turning and stuff like that. So, but you want to see it from the best. And even though I'm a huge Dodger fan, I still love to watch Judd bat. I still like to watch Juan Soto play. Maybe not Manny Machado, but, you know, you still want to see some things, you know? Yeah, I want to see how well Freed will be. And he's signing you guys, right?
Yeah.
I will see how well he pitch in the American League, you know? Blake Snell leaving the Padres to come, they can be exciting to watch when he pitches against the Padres later in the year.
Hey, one thing about you, Pearly, you cannot hide your love for baseball, buddy.
No, it's a love. I would tell people one of my greatest sporting experiences is sitting in Shea Stadium.
Beating
Go ahead.
Sitting in Shea Stadium and meeting this old Brooklyn Dodger. And him and I sat down and way up in the nose, way up over right field, way up in the back. And we sat down and had a conversation about baseball. And the good thing with baseball is what happened in 1934 is still relevant in 2025, as would relevant in 65, is relevant in 80, because baseball is continuous like that. It's not like basketball and football where they get bigger, faster, stronger. Yeah, you get stronger guys, you get bigger guys, but you still got to have enough sense to know a curveball coming or a fastball coming, you know?
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. Talking Heads.
Hey, Lottie, 120, what's going on? Enjoy the show, man.
All right.
I don't do too much talking. I do a lot of listening.
All right, cool.
Disconnect and George Wells.
Pardon?
Thank you.
Disconnect and George Wells, man. Chipping out.
All right. What's going on, Big George? You got to turn your volume down on your radio a little bit. What's going on, though?
I like to listen to the show. I don't do too much talking. I do a lot. You know, enjoy the show.
All right, George, well, we appreciate you chiming in and letting us know. All right, George, we appreciate you, man. Good stuff.
Super.
Yeah. I like when people just chime in.
I know George 100 years. I know George. Really nice, brother. Really cool, brother.
There you go.
You know, a very loyal listener. He listens to us every day, so appreciate that. You know, you got a number of people who listen to us every day, you know.
Yeah,
especially our chipping arm posse, but Kendrick and all them, a bunch of them
chipping arm massive. Yeah, I know. I got to big them up.
We got some religious people, you know, Bishop them. We got religious people. We got a good cross section of women, men, young people, and across the board. We, you know, I'm very grateful for the listeners we've had, and I'm always grateful to be here with you guys, man.
All right, Pearly. So listen,
I just about to become that guy in baseball. So I'm just getting that out here now before
get it out. Because we really over that. We you know, it's time to play ball again.
Speaking of that guy, Luka had a pretty good debut with the Lakers last night.
I was going to get to that. Yeah, I mean, all things considered, they only played him 30 minutes because of the calf industry injury, yeah. for the calf injury. And you could still see something's bothering him, but he did. He was all around. He had some rebounds. He had some assists. You know, wasn't too tough on the 3-point shot, 1-for-7. Yeah. But he did have some plays. And what I liked is the lob game. One thing Luka works is that lob game. And if you look at Jackson Hayes had 12 points on 6-for-6 shooting on 3 lobs. So
Jackson Hayes looking like almost like an all-star last night.
Correct. So you let Luka do his thing, and that allow LeBron to do that thing. Unsung hero of that game, though. Vando, 5 points, 14 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 3 assists.
Yeah.
He just fills up the stat sheet. He's all over the court.
Yeah. And he was like a beast on the board. Like, so I noticed that about him last night. I noticed that about him.
And guess what?
Daniels. Who's this kid Daniels?
Rich Kid Daniels.
Is that the right name I'm using? I'm pretty certain that's who. Hey, man, you may only had 2 points last night. Is that the right name?
I don't know who you're referring to, Pearly, as far as the Lakers go. I'll pull up the box score from last night.
No, I lie. I'll tell you right now. Goodwin, sorry. I don't know where I get Daniels from.
Goodwin came out of the G League.
But he had 17 points last night.
Yeah.
And 8 boards. He played well last night, too.
Because, you know, the Lakers, one thing on the G League team, they do have some dudes that have been down there playing and scoring. You know, What bothers me is you look at talent like that, that can get a blind off that G League bench. A point guard from the G League, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 8 of 11 shooting, playing well.
Yeah.
You know?
And Hachimori shot 50% from the free throw line with 3-for-6. I thought that was some good shooting last night, too.
I don't know why Dalton Connect didn't play last night, but obviously I think it's still...
No, because what happened was Charlotte is challenging the rescinding of the deal.
So now nobody can play.
Nobody can play until they determine the legality, or better the trade can be rescinded.
Okay.
Or not. So that's where the holdup is right now with that.
And not to dampen the Lakers win and the 5-game win streak and all of that. Listen, here's something, and that's why I brought Dalton Connect up. If this Charlotte does not get the trade rescinded again and reversed back, and it remains now that Mark Williams goes back to Charlotte, Connect and Cam Reddish come back to the Lakers. The Lakers are now in a position where they have to cut a player off the main roster. And that's probably going to be Cam Reddish. And the problem is, what galls me is Bronny's little stinking entitled behind is stuck on that bench because of his daddy, and a player that is infinitely better than him in Cam Reddish as far as defense and shooting the three ball is going to get either cut, picked up, and signed as a free agent by somebody else. And we could actually use this kid on our bench. He's come in and made some players for us already. Infinitely better than Bronny. But because of nepotism, we're going to see a good player. Bronny who can't even help us in the playoffs.
No, before you go to Bronny, isn't Bronny on the two-way contract, so that doesn't count? Cam Reddish can't take Bronny's place because Bronny's on the two-way contract. That's why
regardless, he's back regardless, in any case, to keep a player or to use that two-way player spot that you can move back and forth, somebody got to go.
Yeah, but you can't put Cam Reddish on the two-way. You can't put him. He's a veteran. You can't put him
on
the two-way.
I'm saying somebody got to go. So to placate the Bronny being able to be back bouncing forth between the G League and come play games with Daddy, we're going to lose a good player, like I said all along.
Yeah, but I don't think you put Kanak on the two-way player thing. I don't think he could be a two-way player. I'm not certain about that.
No, you can't do that either because they signed him to a straight contract.
Exactly. So he can't. So this Bronny being there, with not being there or being there would not affect him. I would affect some other player. And the argument still stands for some other player, but it doesn't stand on Cam Reddish.
It does stand for Cam Reddish, Pearly, because if the reason why he has to go, if they want to bring Bronny back because he's a two-way player, in order to have space and room to do that, they have to cut a player.
No, that doesn't count. The two-way players they get don't count against the roster like that. I'm pretty certain of that. I guess double-check.
Double-check that, though.
I'll double check and let you know tomorrow. I'll check the rule book.
And if that is the case, the number's getting thin now. Injury here or injury there, we can end up losing a good player and be stuck with this kid who can't help us.
That's what's scary. That is what's scary.
But we shall see. We shall see.
But I want to look at the Lakers look really good. They're now in fourth place.
Correct.
They're tied with Denver in the loss column. Denver just gets three more games than them. So Denver like 35 and 30 and they 32 wins. But they're not far off. They're only a game and a half behind Denver and 2.5 behind Memphis. Whole 10 behind OKC. I don't see them doing that. Like, don't be surprised. They could slip into that second place. That's not hard for them to do right now based on where they got and where they're at. Yeah, depends on how they play the rest of the season, you know.
And Memphis, boy, you gotta feel it. Losses. You gotta feel it for the Mavericks though. AD always disabled. Anthony Davis. Play. Out 4 weeks.
But you should have seen the people that got thrown out of the game yesterday. Yesterday's game in Denver. They literally had the ushers and all that watching people, and they had to warn people and everything like that because they are so anti-Nevis. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
The gentleman. The story I read today is you can't blame him because it was a collective agreement. He said, why? Because in talking to Mark Cuban elated that they did speak to them about it.
Mark said, don't do it.
He did not want, but he doesn't have the votes. The majority owners voted for doing it. So it wasn't as if they didn't discuss it. They came to a decision as a group. May not be a unanimous decision, but they made a decision as a management team. So you can't just blame him for that. You got to blame the ownership. You got to blame the whole organization.
All right, let's get to this call real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, how you doing?
All good, man. You got to make it quick. What's going on?
Yeah, one thing. You keep saying our team. You keep saying our team. And for the record, Bronny is on a full sign. He's on a two-way. So he would be one on the roster.
So but you said played J-League last week, so I don't understand that then. He just played J-League last week.
But you understand my point.
He's on a two-way.
What'd you say?
He's not a two-way. He's not on the two-way roster. He's on the four-way roster.
So then there you go. If you got to make a cut, that makes it even...
That
solidifies my argument. If you got to cut a...
Your point is right.
Yeah, you got to cut a player right now. We're going to lose a good player who's infinitely better than Bronny.
Yeah, but keep people saying, you said our team, you know, like our team, when you get back there...
I never left, in the words of Darryl Miller. To quote my late great friend, I never left.
Yeah, man.
He just was self-imposed exile for a moment.
The Lakers are playing.
Hold on a second. You won't get on me on that point, right? Well, why did I put myself in self-imposed exile? Did all the things I not say come to fruition so far regarding this LeBron James fiasco in L.A.?
No. LeBron was still the greatest, and he's still doing great things.
Oh, my God. Greatest Veer.
Please don't do it.
Greatest Veer. Greatest Veer. Where's the greatest?
Where's the greatest? Who's the greatest?
Boy, this phone call started dripping in Bron sexuality real quick. Anyway, go ahead.
But really and truly, I you must give the coach credit for how he's playing the team without a bona fide setup.
We've been giving JJ Redick credit on this show all year, buddy.
No, I just saying, and generally, not speaking out there, because we would never thought that the team could have been flourishing the way it's flourishing without a bona fide center. Remember, Andy's out for a little while, and the team is still flourishing without a bona fide center.
You know why? Because he could pick up the phone and say, hey, Coach K, you got any advice on this? And now somebody who could always tap into that Duke pedigree and that Duke connection, I think, is a big factor with the success of J.J. Redick.
Yeah, but a good job so far. So we are hoping for the best.
All right, we'll see how it goes, man. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the call.
Caller, you are very correct. He's on a 4-year fully guaranteed contract.
That's what I thought, but you know, I didn't want, like you, Pearlie. I didn't want to tell you on air you were wrong, so I was gonna let you do your due diligence.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm ready to lose it. Oh my goodness.
Now you see what I'm talking about. But anyway, let's get to the picks, man. And it's all about the Island Game. It's all about the Island Game Sportsbook. Now that the NFL is over, you still got the NBA to bet, NCAA men's and women's college basketball, European Soccer League. You got Spain, you got England, you got France, you got Portugal, you got Germany, the Bundesliga, all of that to bet on. Horse racing coming up. Auto racing coming up. You got baseball coming up. You got hockey still waiting to go down. There's a ton of things you can play and win on with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, and they always remind you to play responsibly. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, big game.
Before we get to the picks, I just wanted to point this out and show people how popular the WNBA is, and in particular, my girlfriend, Angel Reese. McDonald's has named the sandwich the Angel Reese Special. That's how hot and popular female basketball players are getting. To see that they have a woman doing a McDonald's commercial, that's impressive. Okay, let's go.
Another shameless plug for Angel Reese. I just waiting until Juju get there. Once Juju get there, it'll be all over. Anyhow, Toronto Raptors on the road tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers -9.5 at home. I like the Sixers to win via the money line.
Yeah, I don't see the 9.5, man.
No, I don't see that covering. You got the New York Knicks.
Even though Embiid might play.
Got the New York Knicks -2.5 over the Indiana Pacers. Ah, boy, I don't know. Maybe give me the Pacers plus the 2.5 at home.
All right, what I'll do is I'll take the Knicks and the -2.5.
You got the Pistons -4.5 on the road against the Chicago Bulls.
Boy, the way the Pistons playing, I'll take them
in the money line, and I'll be safe.
I'll take the points. I'll be bold.
Memphis Grizzlies -4.5 over the Phoenix Suns. Again, I like the Grizzlies to win this game, but I'll take it by the money line because Phoenix is a tough out in Phoenix when they play at home. So give me the Grizzlies at home. Give me the Grizzlies on the road and the money line in that one.
But Bradley Beal out, so that's how you know that.
Still give me them in the money line. I don't trust it.
Okay.
All right, man. And that's a wrap right there.
You're very conservative sometimes.
Yeah, that's some money is better than no money, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
There you go. So with that being said, good stuff as always, Pearlie. We are up out of here, man. We got a good final take home today with Rich Eisen. And it's a great breakdown. But actually, Cowherd and Nick Wright on the Kansas City dynasty. Is the dynasty over? Is Mahomes' legacy intact? And they're going to talk the Jimmy Butler trade as well. So that and more coming up on the flip side on the Final 15 Take Home as we wrap up the Tuesday, February 11th edition of Talking Heads. Appreciate you, Pearly. We'll do it again tomorrow, man.
It's so good. It's amazing you lose one Super Bowl and all of a sudden they start to think you're weak.
Boy,
wow.
I tell you.
Anyway, yeah, take it better.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Be safe.
Spencer Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King NASA with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King NASA.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Oh, plea my cause, oh, Ja.
Really hard. Very, very difficult. They were in good health, and then the ticker went. Not to mention, how long is Andy Reid going to coach? I know this is somber, solemn. Nick Wright is now joining us live.
That's probably your best comedy bit in years. And you know what is a staple of the best comedians?
What?
They incorporate some of their old classics into their new material. So you had a lot of new stuff there, but then you went back to one of the classic Cowherdisms, which is next year is the year Justin Herbert's through. I mean, set your watch to it. And by the way, I do think you had the Chiefs, because they're drafting 31, pardon me, unable to draft anyone of need. And I think you had the Chargers, because they're drafting 21, getting the best running back, D tackle, and tight end in the draft. It's unbelievable. The Chargers, to their credit, who, you know, did have to go through the season with a rookie wide receiver as their number one option. Can you imagine making the Super Bowl in back-to-back years with a rookie wide receiver being your number one option? I can't. Right. It'd probably never be done. No, I mean, listen. It is the Chiefs and me deserve a lot of criticism for the performance on Sunday. Spinning that forward into this team being cooked is, I think, a bridge too far even for you. Like, I don't, maybe you've been hanging out with J-Mac too often off the air, and he's been spitting that poison in your ear. But they still go into next season the overwhelming favorites in the AFC West,
yeah.
And they go into next season better positioned than any other team in the AFC. Now, it's hard to get to a Super Bowl every single year. I get that. But I think you're writing the obituary a tad too soon, my friend.
Okay. The one thing I did say is that
And I mean, you've never denied that Brady's great. That's one of the great things. You've always said the guy's ridiculous. I mean, it's literally the second part of his career. He was arguably better than Elway's entire career, right? But the one thing I'll say about Tom, and having lived in Connecticut during his reign, is that we used to always talk about this. If he had the second best poker hand, he could still win the hand. He didn't have to have pocket aces. And now, in fairness, last year, I think the last couple years, the Chiefs didn't have a loaded roster. But I would say that in the Super Bowl losses, let's just talk about this one. I felt like I was watching the same play over and over, and I didn't feel Mahomes adjusted a lot. Maybe that's Andy Reid. But it did. I watched it and I thought, God, Tom would have just moved the chains short. He kept sitting in the pocket, the same play. I thought Patrick really played terribly.
Oh, I think it was one of the worst games of Patrick's career, but we're not. This again is where I just have to be the arbiter of fairness.
Okay.
Or if one wants to argue that, and again, Brady is the most accomplished player ever, the GOAT at this position and of the sport, and because of this loss, it's going to take Patrick an immense amount of time to have a chance to catch him because this was the opportunity to do something Tom never did. That is all true. Here's what is also true. We are now revisionist historying how Tom Brady's playoff defeat when going for a three-peat went. It was not in the Super Bowl with the decisive play being a pick six. It was in the divisional round to Jake Plummer with the decisive play being a pick six. And I know that the Michael Jordan propaganda machine has convinced people that losing in round one or round two is actually better than winning those rounds and then losing in the championship round. But that, of course, is ludicrous. And so you're right that Tom never had this poor of a performance in a Super Bowl. That is unquestioned. But Tom had, as every quarterback ever, had brutal performances that prevented his team from getting two Super Bowls. Patrick's never had that. And so we can go tit for tat on these things. And I had to listen yesterday to Joe Montana, 4-0 in Super Bowls. And that is true. It is also true that in the dead middle of his prime, 85, 86, 87, those 3 years, Joe Montana in three consecutive playoff games had three consecutive round one or first game defeats and had zero touchdowns over a three-year span cumulatively in the playoffs. Three straight blowouts, including a 49-3. But because they happened in round one, they don't count. I don't buy into that. I never have.
Yeah.
Patrick played very poorly yesterday. He now joins the list of every single quarterback in NFL history of which he wasn't previously on, where he played his worst game of the year in the biggest spot of the year. But I think we are writing the obituary, as you literally are, a tad too soon.
Yeah, well, I think they're I do have Kansas City being a wild card team next year, so I think
That's what you had them this year. I think that's what you had them last year or this year. You have them in the wild card every year. Every year is going to be the Chargers' year. And did you say Pete Carroll? I like Pete Carroll, too. Does that team have a quarterback yet? I'm just curious, like, literally, on the roster, do they have a quarterback? Is it Aiden O'Connell? I don't think Pete Carroll's going to move the chains with Aiden O'Connell. That's just me.
It is. I said this yesterday about the Eagles, though. If Saquon Barkley got hurt next year, cross your fingers, and they lose two free agents, and it's more of a Jalen Hurts offense, they wouldn't look the same. This is a sport with regulated level of violence. I think the Chiefs will rebuild. They'll be fine. They need a left tackle. They need a running back. They have to hit some draft picks. They're prone to do that. I do think the Andy Reid thing is real, is that I could see Andy with two more great runs and just say, listen, man, I got four or five of these things. I'm out. And then, as you know, even the great organizations miss on head coaches 50% of the time. Is there part of you that wonders the Andy thing is what worries you more than players?
Listen, I mean, 1,000%. And Patrick, leading up to the game, when he was asked, you know, basically how long can this keep up, his answer was, as long as Andy's still here.
Yeah.
The whole team, you know what I mean, it gives him the respect and credit he deserves. Here is the reason I am not incredibly concerned about that. First of all, in the short term, we know he's coming back at least next year. And I would imagine, as you're saying, he's coming back for 2 or 3 more years.
Yeah.
He is just about to start a 5-year, $100 million contract. So even if he doesn't finish that, you have this time. The other reason that I am less concerned is if he were to signal that he was going into what would be the last year of his career, this immediately becomes the most coveted coaching job in modern NFL history.
Yeah.
Like, would it be the most coveted job since the Colts fired Jim Mora? The answer to that's probably right. But even in that moment, Peyton obviously had not accomplished 10% of what Patrick already has. And so I do think they will be fine. I also would not act as if losing the guy who I believe to be one of the 3 greatest coaches in the history of the sport and the greatest offensive mind in the history of the sport, you know, wouldn't be a significant, significant loss. But that is much further down the road than, you know, this or next season, at least I believe.
Lost a little bit, lost in Luka going to the Lakers, is how insane LeBron has played this year. It looks like year 13.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. And it very much is Brady in Tampa, where you're like, is he still a top 4 quarterback when he was 44? Like,
correct.
I mean, he left, and the next year you're like, I think he's still top 4 or 5. What do you make? We know, I'll get to Luke in a second. How do you explain LeBron? He's better than last year. What is it?
So, I mean, listen, I think there is a natural benefit to truly, and I think this is being proven out in real time, literally being the greatest athlete. And I just mean raw athleticism, maybe in world history. Like, you can say, oh, you found a way to be hyperbolic. Like, I don't know who he's competing with on that.
Yeah.
As far as height, weight, speed, longevity, durability, all of it over a 25-year stretch. Like, I honestly don't know who was the corner. Gosh darn it, I shouldn't ask it. There was a corner that he played for Washington. He played for like Daryl Green. I was like, I don't know. Like, is he on that same list? I don't know. But regardless, and the reason I bring that up is LeBron is right now 75% of the athlete he was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But 75% of prime LeBron is still more athletic than 95% of the rest of the league.
Yeah.
So because of that, he's been able to stave off the aging curve a bit. You then add to it, he's a better shooter these last 2 years than any point of his career.
Yep.
The IQ is still, you know, obviously not going anywhere. And what I think we've seen the last couple weeks is the power of hope and the power of belief.
Yeah.
You saw in the Olympics, Colin, LeBron was like, all right, these might be the last really consequential games of my basketball life. And you saw him on the global stage be the best player in the entire tournament, night in, night out.
That's a good point.
And then you saw this year when it's like, wait a minute, we're actually a little bit better than I expected. JJ's doing a great job. If I'm able to carry us when Anthony Davis is out, maybe that gets the team to make one of these around the fringes deadline moves we want them to make, and maybe we can steal a finals appearance. And then instead of that, they trade for a top 3 player in the world. And now I think LeBron is like, oh my God, I can win a championship. Like, me and if Luka can take Kyrie and role players to the championship, can take a young Jalen Brunson and role players to the conference finals, what if I all of a sudden can actually hand the offense off to someone else actually not see the team go to die when I go to the bench, actually be rested going into the playoffs. And the Lakers are going to have problems defensively, and the lack of the, you know, they traded for Mark Williams for a reason, it got rescinded. But you have the highest IQ duo in league history now on the on a team. We've never had two players with this passing ability plus IQ playing together. So offensively, it's going to be a top three team. And I think LeBron knows what that means for him.
For the record, does Jimmy Butler do anything for the Warriors? I mean, I think it makes them much more interesting. I thought
make
the
sure
NBA
they don't miss the play-in.
Yeah, I think the NBA had a great week. The Luka thing, the Butler thing, De'Aaron great Fox week. To Wemby. I thought the league had a great week. Does Butler do anything for that team? Still a play-in team to you?
I mean, I think that without him, they were going to risk at risk of missing the play-in.
Right.
And the Warriors have been in the play-in and lost previously. I think without him, they were going to be certainly not only at risk, but probably a favorite to miss the actual 8-team postseason.
Yeah.
Now, I fully expect them to be in the playoffs. I don't know that I think their ceiling is around one victory. I do think that. I think that Steph is still really good. But night to night, now Steph also, by the way, has been playing his best basketball as of late, maybe invigorated by the trade as well. The only chance they have of making any real noise is if the way Steph has played the last couple weeks, if he can keep that up. I also think that Jimmy is not night to night that reliable when it comes to an injury risk. So they are an old, very old injury concerned team. But I am a fervent believer that if you happen to have one of the 10 to 12 greatest players in the history of the league still playing at a high level, you have an obligation to go all in every year. It is irresponsible to worry about the future. Your only obligation is to right now. So I think the Warriors did right by Steph here, even if it's not a real needle mover when it comes to winning a championship.
So maybe we were a little premature on the headstone. I will say, however, if they don't hit on some of these draft picks, drafting 31st, it's a little scary.
Drafting 31st? That's the best position we've been in 3 years. You're usually stuck in the 32 hole. Think about it. And by the way, keep in mind, the Chiefs also have the 31st pick, the 63rd pick, and then like the 66th pick, because they got that from Tennessee, and Tennessee finished with one of the worst records in football. So we're